This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
We're asking the question today to Chad Mothy and J&C Stonecutters. When we've got our brand new stone countertops in, how can we protect them?
When they are brand new, Chris, we should have already protected them. But, you know, after a little bit of time, there's some sprays and some sealers that you can use. You can buy them off the shelf at any big box store, but I do recommend coming back to us, trying some of the products that we have. We've went through lots of different products and kind of find the ones that have seemed to work best for us. And we do it every day, so it's something that we really believe that our products are a little bit better. A little bit more expensive, but you get what you pay for.
Now, you say a lot of these come pre-sealed. What does that mean?
So what it means is they put a sealer onto the granite. They put the sealer onto the granite. They bake it into there. Then they repolish the stone, and then that gets rid of all the little fissures, all the little pits, and everything that's going to have problems in the future. The quartz, being a man-made product, it comes out of their mold, and they polish it to high shine, and it's already sealed. Their claim to fame is no porousness whatsoever.
What about, like, long term? You can buy the products to put on. Is this like a yearly application and a monthly application?
Truthfully, Chris, it's really not completely necessary. Some people really like the product to shine, very, very clean homes. I'm not one of those myself. You know, we really don't use it at all, and our countertops look just like the day we put them in. And I have other customers, you know, they've had their countertops 7, 8, 9 years, never do any treatment to it, and they nothing, just the basic soap and water when you're wiping down, and just like new every day.
Now, stone countertops, I mean, they're going to be stronger than your, you know, your plastics and stuff like that. But I suppose we want to still take care not to do anything crazy on them.
Absolutely. You know, you don't want to do any cutting or put any hot pots or anything like that on it. I often tell people that it's your call. You know, sometimes it can happen, sometimes it can't. We've got a pretty good track record. You know, in 10 years, we've only had it happen twice, one with granite, one with quartz. So it's not that one's winning against the other. It just does happen from time to time. It all depends on the situation at hand.
Now, it's funny, you just mentioned hot pots. I mean, it's rock. What could a hot pot possibly do to rock?
The one thing that did happen to us, it was in an island. They set it on their island, and it cracked right from front to back. And
wow.
We ended up putting it back together and polishing it all back up for them, but it did happen.
So if you have questions about how to maintain the stone in your home, you're going to have to talk to Chad Mothy over at J&C Stonecutters. You can visit him online, jncstonecutters.com, Facebook. You can visit 199 13th Street East or give him a call, 306-922-5202. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Chris.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckvi.com.